AM 1450.
The Moon Raider Network.
Live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill in Murfreesboro and presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, it's Rick Ensel Live. 1 hour of basketball conversation with the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
Inside it goes to Eli for a driving layup, and she'll score. Courtney Jones, what an effort. Jason to Courtney for three. It is good!
Call 1-866-RAIDERS to get in touch with Coach Ensel with your questions and comments about Middle Tennessee women's basketball. 1-866-RAIDERS. That's 1-866-724-3377. You can also email your questions to radio@gobluraiders.com. Rick Ensel Live is brought to you in part by Ascend Federal Credit Union, AT&T Yellow Pages, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Embassy Suites, City Auto, First Tennessee Bank, Lewis Bakeries, the Governor's Highway Safety Office, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and your local State Farm agents. Now let's join Coach Ensel with the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome in to another edition of Rick Ensel Live, coming to you here from Sam's All-American Sports Grill. Middle Tennessee and Western Kentucky had a big weekend, and the Raiders were able to win both games, so it was a tremendous true blue weekend for Middle Tennessee.
You fix it
now, Coach.
We got it now.
We were hearing each other twice, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Did a little echo.
Anytime, it was a great weekend. Anytime you can get two wins over Western Kentucky, the only reason we didn't get three, we didn't play them in football.
That's right.
You know it?
Well, the Raiders, both teams are sitting pretty good right now as far as the Sun Belt Conference is concerned, and Dwayne and Russell have been handing out some standings. The Sun Belt, you can get that, and on the flip side of it, you've got the current stats, so you can figure out where we are and where we need to be. And in fact, I think we are where we need to be, Coach, and that's in first place.
Well, we're playing real good right now, Dick. I'll tell you, I'm real happy with the way our kids are coming out, and we're executing. We're playing with some passion. We're playing together. We know what our roles are. You know, yesterday we knocked down shots. And, you know, when we knock down shots, we got a good basketball team. And we beat a good team yesterday. We beat a good team last Thursday night also at North Texas. But it was a good week for our program, a real good week.
All right, get those question cards filled out. We're going to do that segment a little bit earlier today than we normally do. So get those questions filled out and up here to the coach, and we'll have a question and answer session a little bit later. Right now, I want to give you the weekly headlines in Lady Raider basketball, brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town anytime this week. Middle Tennessee picked up a couple of victories over North Texas and Western Kentucky last week. The Blue Raiders have now won 9 straight, which is tied for number 7 nationally with Tennessee. The Lady Vols are playing Notre Dame this evening, and that game should be on one of the screens here, or in Sam's All-American Sports Grill. That's that is the biggest game, I guess, in women's college basketball tonight. Courtney Jones paced the Raiders with a career-high 28 points in the win over Western. Iceland Eli also picked up the pace with 20 against the Hilltoppers. Ebony Rowe had her 44th and 45th career double-doubles last week. She averaged 17.5 points and 13 rebounds the 2 wins last week. She's reached double. In rebounding, Middle Tennessee is 20th nationally in attendance in women's college basketball, averaging over 4,200 a game. And this week, the Lady Raiders RPI dropped to number 48. And this is a figure that you want to have drop and not not increase.
The lower that we can get it, when the selection show comes around, the committee meets, our chances of an at-large bid if something was to happen in the tournaments or whatever. But right now, you know, I feel real good going with our program.
It's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Many serious illnesses can be caught by a regular doctor visit. Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the St. Thomas Health Network have partnered together to give you immediate access to the best care in the area by creating Middle Tennessee Medical Group. With two conveniently located patient offices, the physicians of Middle Tennessee Medical Group are dedicated to the health and well-being of families in Rutherford County and the surrounding communities.
To schedule an appointment, call 615-895-3233 or visit our website, middletennesseemedicalgroup.com.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
in to Rick Edsel Live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill here in Stones River Mall. We're brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union. And the Raiders picked up a big win on the road Thursday night in Denton, Texas. Coach, a place that we've had trouble winning at times, and a place that, you know, it's not friendly to visiting teams.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's a tough place to play. You know, it's just they really haven't got an aggressive crowd, but they've got some students that sits behind your bench that get after it pretty good. But they got a good team. They got a young team. They got scores. They got size. They got athleticism. They got some great shooters. They just did a great job. And we knew going down there it was going to be a tough game, and it was. But you know, early on they knocked down everything that they looked at, and our kids never panicked. There was a time or two that they got upset, but with some missed assignments, we felt like we had to. I think it was Godwin, the good one, shook loose and hit three threes on us. We just were not thinking. We had some defensive breakdowns. We took care of that, and then we were able to hit a shot or two, and we got the game back to where it was a 3 or 4 point game, and then went in at halftime. I think we were down three, and then came back out the second half, and we just stuck them defensively.
33-17.
I mean, it's probably one of the best defensive efforts we've had. And, you know, we just contested every shot. We were able to rebound with them, and I think we out-rebounded them like, 48-36, and they were one of the toughest rebounding teams in the conference.
Courtney Jones had really two good games last week. She hit six threes in that game, most of them coming in the second half. Took her a few shots to do it, but she was able to hit them when we needed them.
Well, we probably had to ice her arm down after the game, though, Dick. I mean, she took 28 shots. If she had been as consistent at North Texas as she was yesterday, she'd have probably had 40 points.
Yeah.
Because she had some wide open looks, and they just wouldn't fall, and she was kind of upset with herself. And I said, just keep shooting. And she did. And if she hadn't, we probably wouldn't have won the game.
And Ebony had another double-double with 22 points and 14 rebounds.
Just reliable as all get out. Just comes to play every game and gives you everything she's got. And, you know, just really, really a tough, tough competitor.
Raiders win that game by a score of 60-47, and a team that had almost won at our place had it not been for Iceland Eli hitting a three-pointer.
Ice didn't have a good first half. I think she went 0 for 6. And then the second half, she went 5 for 6. She ended up 5 for 12 for the night. But the second half, they just couldn't stop her. I mean, she went to work, and then she got all her points, a lot of her rebounds that second half, and you know, the first half we were moving her in and out, and she just started, you know, she just started going to the glass.
With that game, the Raiders took over first place in the East because Western had lost the previous night and their second loss. So we took over first place by beating North Texas, and then we kind of solidified it on Sunday.
I think Western was probably looking towards us, if you want to know the truth. I felt like that South Alabama would play them pretty tough. South Alabama's best player didn't even play against Western. She had a concussion, Mary Nixon, and one of the all-conference players, and they were able to beat them like 10 or 12 points. And I think what Rick said, he said, talking to him, that he thought they might have taken them a little lightly because they were looking for the Sunday game. In our conference, you can't do that, Dick. You cannot take off a night, because if you do, you'll get beat. We didn't even mention Western Kentucky until after that North Texas game, and as you well know, as soon as the game was over with, we didn't stay around for the men's game. We went back to the hotel, and we started breaking down film with our teams. And, you know, I listened to Chip call the game on my phone while we were watching film on Western Kentucky and kept the girls informed on what was going on, but we were getting ready for Western Kentucky.
All right, we'll talk about that Western game right after this timeout. We'll continue with Rick Ensel live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill right after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident.
internet and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back in to Rick Ensel Live from Sam's All American Sports Grill. We've got a nice crowd here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Should be a happy crowd, the way things have been going with both of our basketball teams lately. And, boy, we talked early in the program about a true blue weekend. Mm-hmm. We had one, didn't we?
Oh, we had one. I'm telling you, the men had a great, great crowd. We had a good crowd. Just fans were just in from what I saw yesterday afternoon and what I was told what happened on Saturday, that you didn't have many Western fans at all. And I think I read something today where they were kind of upset because their people were not following them like they used to.
Didn't have much red in the stands Saturday or Sunday.
Well, you got to win. You got to win, you know, Dick. You got to win. Got to have a product on the floor, and, you know, we've got two good products.
Raiders jumped out early on the Hilltoppers yesterday. Thought you had a great game plan, by the way, and led 41-33 at the half. Probably should have been more. They got on a little run late in the half after an incident with about 3 minutes left in the half.
I'm going to go back to another point that you said, the game plan. The game plan for North Texas was put together by Kim, and she had them pegged right to the tee. Yesterday's game plan on Western was put together by Mariska, and she had them pegged to the tee. And our players bought in to what was going on in both of those game plans, and we knew more about what they were going to do than they knew. And when you got that, you know, it makes it easier to defend. And when it makes anything that you can do to help our players, and our coaching staff's doing a tremendous job, I'll just tell you that. Alex now has got the pressures on Alex. She's got Florida International. I think she had Florida International before Christmas, so I'm going to put the pressure, you know. The only game we lost the conference, you know. What can you say? But, you know, she does a great job. They all do. I'm telling you, they're a joy to work with.
We were able.
Now, the incident you were talking about, I assume, was a technical foul.
Yes.
Well,
some of our fans have already asked me about that.
To be honest with you, I thought that Ebony got fouled on the other end, and they didn't call it, and I didn't have a problem because I thought, well, they're going to let them play, and then they come back to this end, and she gets a rebound, and I thought maybe there was a couple of aggressive swipes at the ball there that she took, and nothing was called, and you had two people on top of it, and, you know, and then when she went down, she's a very passionate and emotional player, and I guess you can just only take so much, and she slapped the floor, and when she did, he felt like she was showing her up, and she shouldn't have done that, but let me tell you something. She's been with us for 3 years, and, you know, that one technical foul, as many beatings as she's took, you know, we can live with that, and
You know, it's we came back. You know, kids rallied around her, and she got it back together. She looked at me and said she's okay. She went out and apologized. I didn't tell her to apologize to the official. She went out on her own and apologized.
I saw her do that, yes.
To the official.
Yeah.
And that just shows she's a classy, classy girl. And she knew she was just playing with passion, and she's like all of us that's sitting in this room. There ain't nothing about Western Kentucky in red that she likes.
Even though her parents went to that school.
Well, you know, she can't help what her parents did.
All right, we're going to have
parents were wearing blue yesterday, let me tell you that.
That's right.
Even though North Texas coach is wearing, Western coach is wearing green. You know.
We're going to have a special guest later in the show, and if you have any questions you'd like to ask Courtney Jones, you can jot them down on a card and send them up here. I've got a few that I'm going to ask her, Coach, and she'll be on with us a little bit later on.
Be careful what you ask Courtney.
You didn't keep them in the locker room very long yesterday.
Well,
at halftime.
You know, we knew what we had to do, and basically we just touched base on what we wanted to do coming back out. We had the basketball, and we went over what we wanted to run, and then if we didn't get something good out of that, then we felt like there was an offense that we wanted to go into. We changed our offense once we got out there on our inbounds to something we felt like we'd get an easy bucket in. We got everything lined up, and then we made an incorrect pass. We passed down to Ebony when we should have been passing to the rim, and the girl was able to deflect the basketball. We'd had a cheap bucket there. But some people have asked, why didn't you call a timeout when they cut it to three? One of the things that I've said I wanted our players to do is to grow. And I felt like this was a chance for them to grow a little bit, get it together themselves without coming to the bench, and go back out. And then Courtney comes off of a pick and knocks down a three. And I knew right then, and when I called the timeout, really what I called the timeout for after she hit that shot was to give them a chance to get a little air, get their stuff together, and get on back out there. And then, you know, it was over with then.
It gave the old announcer a chance to get a little air, too, because that was a stretch where no media timeout was called because there were no dead balls for about 8 or 9 minutes. And hey, everybody was gassed, I think.
Well, Coach Riley gets our kids in tremendous shape, and I think our fans see that and know that. We can go a long period of time. I mean, we've got three players that's playing 38 minutes plus. And I'm telling you, they're playing just as hard in that at the end of the game as they're playing at the beginning of the game. They may be a little tired, but, you know, that's where you hit the wall, you got to reach down, you got to get a little more, and they're able to do that. My philosophy's always been I'm going to have my best players on the floor. Now, I'm going to give them a break, but I'm going to win a big game, you got to have your best players on the floor.
All right, we're going to do questions for Coach Ensel on our next segment, so if you have any you want to get up here, go ahead and get them up here, and we'll take a break now. Rick Ensel Live continues following this timeout from Sam's on the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
The live coming to you from Sam's All-American Sports Grill. And it's time for our questions for the coach segment. We've got a nice stack there, Coach. You want to jump right in?
The first one is, why didn't the officials review the elbow to Shanice's face? Well, and I thought that they were supposed to, but they said it was not meant to be there. And, you know, I don't think anybody really ever means to throw an elbow, but maybe they do. But then he said something about a timeout would be charged to us, which if you know, they saw that it wasn't flagrant. And I didn't really care what they did right then. You know, I just wanted to make sure Shanice was all right. I don't want to see anybody get thrown out of the game, really. Caroline Warden is coming around. She is a good little freshman. Hats off to her for such a good performance. She is coming around. I told some people just a few minutes ago, Bob Lamb and Bud and them back there, that every day she gets better an inch at a time. And it's not going to be too long from now that she's going to really, really show some people that she belongs. I know she belongs. She's playing good. She's playing with her head. She just can't stop out there against some of that quickness like she did early on, or they'll eat her up. But when she's moving, she can make decisions off the dribble and on the move as good as anybody we got, and she's a great shooter. We just got to get her a little bit more. What we've got to do as a team is we got to get used to her. When she's in there, we got to get her the ball, much like Courtney, so that she can knock down some shots for us. Is JJ on track to work her way into the starting lineup? No, she won't be in the starting lineup, but she will get to play. Yesterday was not one of those days because we had to stop that perimeter offense, and also we had a big post player inside we had to stop. The way they ran the floor, we felt like that playing JJ would have probably been a liability yesterday. But if we get someone that wants to walk the ball down, much like Florida International does, or even Little Rock, we can play JJ in that, and she's getting better every day also. We're really happy with her. It was good to see Shanice Kaysen attack the basket on Sunday. How has it been to build her confidence to be an offensive scoring threat? Well, Shanice, you know, you don't really have to do anything to build her confidence. Sometimes you got to take it away because she's going in there and taking some shots that she don't need to take. But she's a very talented young lady. She's hard-nosed. She's tough. And she's a good point guard. And we're very, very proud to have her, very happy to have her. Sometimes she gets out of control a little bit, but most of your good ones will get out of control a little bit. I'd rather have them getting out of control a little bit as not doing anything.
Good to see that penetration she started yesterday.
Well, we changed our offense to where we were attacking the basket and with her and also with Caroline, and she well saw we went to the foul line early and got them in a little foul trouble. When did you start working on the Vertimax? That's somebody's probably put that in here to get me out on Riley, you know. You know, Riley don't ever use, he don't believe in using the Vertimax, but, you know, he does a pretty good job otherwise. They jump them boxes. We're having another great year and on target to win the Sun Belt Conference Championship. How do you think we'll measure up in Conference USA? I think we'll go in right away and compete. I've been paying a little more attention to the teams there now that we're going to have to play against, compete against. And I feel like that we can go right in next year and we can compete for that championship. So I'm excited about getting started. Let's finish up here, win another Bubba's Cup, win two Sun Belt Conference championships, and then we'll leave the Sun Belt Conference and go on to Conference USA. What was next? North Texas's coach. Why was North Texas's coach on Western's bench? I assume they're talking about the green and black sweater. I have no idea. You know, I had to go back to my office and check the schedule and see if we was playing Western Kentucky. When I saw her in the hallway, I thought, what the heck's going on, you know? But, you know, Everybody to their own with their wardrobe, you know.
That's right.
They probably didn't like mine. Did Ebony Rowe come out of the Western Kentucky game healthy? And Ebony's got a, you know, her knee, we're watching it. She's probably going to have an operation after the season's over with. We're not going as hard in practice with her right now, but she's all right. And, you know, just goes out and just gives a great effort every night, great effort. Which team or teams are the toughest in our remaining games? Well, we've got a lot of tough. We got two this week, Florida International, Florida Atlantic. Arkansas State's on a roll. They hadn't lost a game since we beat them there, beat them 2 points on the last second shot. We got to go to Little Rock. That's going to be a tough game. Troy's averaging more points than anybody in the conference right now. So you got two Troy games. Monroe's Athletic is all get out. You know, there's not a game out there that you can really go to sleep on, to be honest with you. And that's one of the things we talked about a minute ago. So I'm going to be honest with you. We're not going to take anybody for granted. Right now, Florida International is on our mind. That's all that'll be on our mind. Courtney Jones put on a show yesterday, and it's always good to see the girls working together. And, you know, it is. I mean, Courtney did what she had to do. She led our ball team from the perimeter. She gave us great leadership. She knocked down shots. Courtney's getting better on defense, too. One of the things we've been pushing is she's got to get better. She started the game getting up the line. That told us as a staff that Courtney was in it mentally, and, you know, we were really proud that she had a great, great day yesterday.
All right, good. Thank you for all the questions. Let's give away some prizes now for our half-court shot winners, and we actually had three last week. Dwayne, would you grab those T-shirts? We may have to disqualify Ron Cooper because he won again.
Ron's cheating. You know, he's cheating.
He comes to practice.
He's got an inside track. He comes over
practice
every day. You know, he's cheating.
The half-court shot before practice on – before –
he's got some grandkids, though. He can give those T-shirts to them.
Before the game on Thursday was hit by Stephanie Myers. And Stephanie's done that before.
Anybody win that one?
That one was not a selection.
Can't believe that.
And on Sunday, the half-court shot was hit by Ebony Rowe. Now, we had Ebony up here last week, and I asked her if she had ever hit the half-court shot, and she said, yes, she had in the past. So she must have encouraged somebody to write her name down. Jane Moore, is Jane here tonight?
No, Jane's not here, I don't think.
And Carol Canterbury is usually here.
Yes, she's
there
right here.
She is right there.
She's cheating, too. That's you know.
And Ron Cooper. All right, and we'll save Jennings for her.
Okay, do that.
If you want to get in on this, write down who you think will hit the half-court shot before Thursday's game with FIU and before Saturday's game with Florida Atlantic, and put it on a card. We'll have the cards right up here. If you want to, T-Bone, you want to hand some out to someone? If you want a card, take a guess. Might win yourself a T-shirt.
Well, we might be bringing some caps in, too, Dick.
All right.
You know,
that'd be
might
good.
Might change it and, you know, change it around a little bit, give out a few caps.
We'll take a break, and we'll be back to talk about the two games coming up in Florida next week. That's coming up right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports, Rick Ensel Live, here on the Blue Raider Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
It always seemed like no big deal at the time, but son, you better be listening when I tell you don't drink and drive, cause we'll be out there waiting around each hill and dale, and if you're drinking and driving, we'll haul your butt to
denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call Andy Womack. And in Brentwood, call DeJuan Buford.
WGNS, AM, FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Live on a Monday from Sam's All-America Sports Grill. Dick Farmer along with the head coach of the Lady Raiders. And, Coach, we've got the annual trip to Florida coming up. And I hope you feel better on this trip than you did last year.
That's the sickest I've ever been, Dick. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know I was going to make it down there or not. I really didn't care.
We play on Thursday in the first game of a doubleheader.
We won both games. Maybe I need to get sick again, you know. That's what it takes. We'll do it.
I don't think you want to do that. Thursday against Florida International in Miami. We'll tip it off at 4:30 Murfreesboro time. And, of course, it'll be a little earlier down there. But be 4:30 Murfreesboro time. And we've got a little something on our mind about FIU because the last time we saw them, things didn't go too well.
Well, we didn't play real good, to be honest with you. I looked at that game today. We didn't play good at all. We didn't shoot the ball well. We didn't make good decisions. Played with a lot of effort, but we didn't have a good coaching game either, to be honest with you. I looked at some of the things that we were doing during the game as a staff, and I wasn't real happy with how we were from the sidelines, nor was I happy what was going on the floor. They've got a good team. You know, Coley's the leading scorer in the nation right now, I believe. And then Mansoor is a good player. They've got a good guard, and I can't pronounce her name. But
Milligan.
She's a good guard. She does a good job running her team. She's hard-nosed. And then they've got some role. The big kid, Dalladovia, I believe, is about 6'4". She presents you some problems. I thought that she was a little slow, but I'm telling you, she kind of dominated us here, you know. And so, you know, it's going to be a good game. We're going to have to play another good basketball game. But I'm happy with our team going down there right now. I'll be honest with you. I'm very happy.
We'll get out of Miami that night, I think, and then head over to Boca Raton and play Saturday at 2.
After our game, we're driving on into Boca Raton, and we'll start work on Florida Atlantic that night on the way. You know, we got about a 45-minute drive. Once we get to the hotel, we'll get to work. The coaches will on the Florida Atlantic team, and then the next day we'll practice, and we'll have a shoot-around early on Saturday morning, and then we'll be ready to play Saturday afternoon. And then, you know, we'll be out of there Saturday night back in Murfreesboro about 10:30, 11 o'clock that night.
Florida Atlantic has beaten some people this year, and, in fact, they were tied for the lead in our division for a while, and they got that good post player, strong post player.
Miller kid.
Yep.
It's a very good. Florida Atlantic went on the road. They had to play us. They played Western. They played Little Rock. And, you know, Little Rock just dominated them. I think Little Rock beat them like 30, 35 points, had them down bad. Even Little Rock scored into the 70s, and they don't usually do that. I hadn't been able to look at that film, but I will take a look at it before we play them. But, you know, they're a very good basketball team, very good. Like you said, when they came into Murphy Center, they were leading the conference. They were number one, but, you know, they played us and played Western, and then from there went to Little Rock. So it's been a tough three or four games for them.
Well, you pointed to the two games at home and the three out of the four on the road, actually.
The four games. We got four games right. That will define our basketball right. Program, and that was the two last week and the two this week. We needed those games, and three of those games would be on the road against great competition. And, you know, see how we react. What do we need to work on? You know, what are our weaknesses? And when you go on the road, your weaknesses will be exposed. And, you know, even at North Texas, there were some things we have to work on. You know, one thing in particular is just, you know, we can't get down because maybe we don't hit a shot or maybe we make a bad decision. And, you know, we played through some of that and was able to come back and win the game.
All right, Coach, we're going to bring Courtney up here on our next segment, so you folks...
Had a heck of a day.
You got any questions for Courtney, jot them down, send them up here, and we'll take a break. Back with more. Rick Entzel Live from Nelligan Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider basketball fanatic?
You can't show up at the arena without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of the Blue Raiders apparel, gifts, gear, and more. They have one of the biggest lines of Nike MT gear around.
When you think Blue Raider athletics, think the Phillips Bookstore located in the Student Union Building. Shop online at mtsu.bkstr.com.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
And welcome back in to Rick Hensel Live, coming your way from Sam's All-American Sports Grill. We've got a special guest we're going to be talking to. Let's move that thing up just a little bit where they can hear you. Courtney Jones is with us, number 24 for the Blue Raiders. Courtney, I don't know if you folks saw the morning paper, but there was a nice shot of Courtney on the front of the sports page, and well-deserved, because she had her career high of 28 points yesterday against Western Kentucky. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, tell the folks here how you managed to play so well against Western, because I look back at our three games we played Western last year. You averaged 21 points a game, 28 yesterday. That's in the last four games, that's almost 25 points a game. You kind of get up for them, don't you?
I do. It's, I guess, a rival for us, so it's kind of a big game. And to be completely honest, I was talking to Alicia before the game yesterday, and she sent me a text message that said, we haven't lost to West Kentucky at home since Coach Hensel's been there, and it better not start today. And when you get a message like that from someone as good as her, like I said before, you kind of got to come ready to play, you know, and I passed it along to Iceland and some of the other girls, and we take that pretty serious, and we take pride in playing at home, so I was glad I was able to do that.
Yeah, you better listen to what Alicia says. Her folks were at the game yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And you had quite an entourage at the game yesterday. Who all did you have?
I had my uncle from Memphis and his wife and their three children, my grandma, one of my little cousins. My mom came down, and then my roommates and them with the signs that sit right there behind the basket.
So you had to kind of show out for them a little bit, didn't
yeah.
you? Huh? Okay. Courtney is in her senior year. Tell us a little bit about what your major study is and when you are set to graduate.
I'm set to graduate in May. Thank God. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm an organizational communications major. It's just a major that you can kind of do anything with. I have a lot of people in my classes that are trying to be event planners and wedding planners and stuff like that. It's really just a major where you can interact with people on a regular basis, and I talk a lot, so.
You do?
I think I'll be good.
I didn't realize that. Courtney's from Oak Ridge, up in ball country, and tell us about, I know you played
had a good high school team up there. Always at Oak Ridge have a good high school team. Came down here to the state tournament. We're in the Final Four one year, and had a. When did you actually decide that you wanted to play at Middle Tennessee?
To be honest, I was in eighth grade. I came for the elite camp, and I was playing. It was like my first or second year playing under Tom for Tennessee Flight, and I kind of got close with Coach Insel and the coaches that were there at the time, and they were the first actual college team that I had talked to at such a young age. So it kind of sparked my interest at that point, and then I spent a lot of time with Coach Insel's family, his sons, and everyone. So it was kind of a place where I knew I'd be taken care of, if anything, and I'm really close with my family, and I needed to be somewhere where I knew if I really needed someone I could call, I felt like. This was definitely the place for me.
So it was kind of a comfort level
exactly.
for you as far as going to. Now, what about did other schools try to sway your decision?
Yeah, they did, but I kind of had my heart set on coming to Middle Tennessee. It was the closest to home. I wanted my mom to be able to come and watch me because I was so used to her always being there along with some of my other family members. But, yeah, there were a few other schools that wanted me to come there, but I just didn't feel it.
Well, you know, and we like to have players come here who want to be here.
Right.
Because it means a little bit more.
It does.
Yeah. Okay. Courtney has the all-time single season record for three-point baskets at Middle Tennessee and in the Sun Belt Conference with 115, and that was last year. Right now, to date, she is at 221 for her career, fifth all-time. And with four more, I think she'll move up to fourth. Now, the three ahead of her, probably she won't catch them. Their names are Brandy Brown, Jackie Nichols, and Anne-Marie Lanning. Some pretty good shooters there.
Really good shooters.
When you first came here, you know, and I think I saw your first or second practice in that auxiliary gym the first year you came. And the people who watched, we really didn't think of you as a three-point shooter. Were you a three-point shooter in high school?
No, not at all. I was absolutely horrible at shooting threes. So I don't really know where that came from. I mean, I'm glad I'm making them now, but when I got here, it was almost like Coach Insel was telling me, you better not shoot the three, you know, and now that's all I do. So, no, I was not good at all.
Courtney had had 3 three-pointers her freshman year in 30 games, did not start a game. You came in here as a point guard. And we had a pretty good point guard at the time named Chelsea Lyman,
right.
And you kind of went to school under her.
Yeah, I came in, and me and Coach Insel had conversations about my playing time as a freshman, and he told me flat out, you will not play as much as you probably like to play. You know, I just want you to take this year and use it as a learning year. And I was fine with that because, honestly, as a freshman, you come in and there's already an intimidation factor, you know, especially coming in with 5 seniors. So I was perfectly fine with playing behind Chelsea. I actually learned a lot from her, and I think that that's really why I've had as much success as I have.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Be back to talk a little about some personal stuff with Courtney right after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, Rick Insel live here on the Blue Raider Network.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. Now at Russell Barnett, Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee, 2013 Kias are ready to move. Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. New 2013 Sorentos, Optimas, Fortes, and Souls available now at Russell Barnett Kia, 915 South Anderson Street, Tullahoma, Tennessee. Russell Barnett, a proud supporter of Blue Raider athletics for 40 years. Call 931-455-6066. Russell Barnett Kia, the power to surprise.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive or visit us at facebook.com/justlovecoffee to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters. Coffee with heart.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Coming to you from Sam's All-America Sports Grill. We've got Courtney Jones visiting with us, senior guard from Oak Ridge, three-year starter. And Courtney is, Courtney really should have gotten player of the week in the league this week, but a kid from FIU had a sensational week. Jerrica Coley averaged, I think, 33 points a game last week, and they just about had to give it to her. But Courtney last week averaged over 20 points a game and hit all those three-pointers, and I thought she had a good shot to get it. But you'll see Coley on Thursday, won't you?
Yes, sir.
And you'll probably be guarding her.
Yes, sir.
Well, she's tough to handle.
She is. She's really good.
I know that our coaches will come up with a defensive scheme that will be geared not only to stopping the FIU offense, but stopping her in particular, because she can score it from just about anywhere.
She can. She's a really good player.
Is she one of the tougher challenges you've had as far as defense?
For sure. She's one of those players that can do everything. You know, she can get to the basket, she can shoot mid-range, and she can shoot the three.
Yeah.
So there aren't many players that are capable of doing all three.
That is correct. And as far as defensive play, your defensive play has picked up since you first came here, and I think the coaches wanted you to get better defensively.
Yeah, they wanted me to, and they needed me to. You know, I'm one of the seniors. We need a defensive stopper, and I've kind of tried to put an emphasis on going harder in practice, you know, because that's obviously where you're going to actually create habits and get better. So I've been putting a lot more effort into getting better defensively in practice, and it's carried over to the game.
Okay. What's your favorite arena to play in away from home? Where do you like to play?
In conference.
In conference or out of conference? Doesn't matter.
That is a really good question.
You like to play at Tennessee?
Of course, because my family's there. But besides that, for some reason, I really like South Alabama's arena. And it's not too big, it's not really too small, but it's really nice, you know? So it's kind of more of a comfort, I guess, arena.
The Mitchell Center, it's a very, very nice
place.
It's really nice. And the first Sun Belt tournament that we were in was played down there. Who do you room with on the road? You change up or?
No, I always room with Shanice. And some, they tried to change it earlier in the year, and we had to kind of switch it back up and kind of just say, well, here, can you switch rooms? And we kind of switched, and the coach didn't really know. And I think somebody called and was like, why is Shanice answering the phone? And we were like, it's kind of a comfort thing. I'm always with her on the road. So it's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of in our heads, I guess.
Okay. You'll get some feedback from this. As far as among your teammates, who's the most talkative teammate you have besides yourself?
That's what I was going to say. I probably am. Next, I'm about to go to Lake, and she talks so much.
Okay. Who's the quietest teammate you have?
Caroline.
Got to be.
She is. She doesn't even have facial expressions. Like, she'll mess up in practice, and it's kind of like, okay. She doesn't shrug her shoulders, but it's kind of like, are you going to get mad? I mean, we just want her to slap her hand, do something. And, God, that girl just, I mean, she's the same way all day.
All right. Who, besides yourself, who is the sharpest dresser on the team? Dress-up dresser.
Can I have two?
Yeah, you can have two.
Okay, because Ebony can really dress, but Caroline, surprisingly, dresses really nice. But they both are really good. I like both of them.
Okay. As I know you girls like to eat. But that's
because you, when you go on the road, you practice, you go play the game, and you eat.
Right.
All right. Who is the pickiest eater on the team? The pickiest.
Oh, Lauren. She don't eat nothing. She eats more than anybody on the team, for sure. But she doesn't really eat anything. Like, she doesn't eat salad or, like, nothing like that. So, Lauren's probably the
Who's got the biggest appetite?
Lauren? She eats, like, all the time. And then she's so selfish in doing it. Like, she will take everything out of the cabinet on the bus. And we are all looking at her like, are you really not going to share? And she doesn't, but... Whatever, we're used to it now.
All right. Who is the most forgetful player? Who's always forgetting something?
JJ. JJ always forgets something. We went to shoot around, like, I think we were at South Alabama. Or no, where did we go last? North Texas. So we're all sitting on the bench. We're getting ready for practice. And she goes flying out of the gym. We're like, where are you going? She's like, my shoes are on the bus. And I'm like, very, at least they're on the bus. But dang, she always forgets something. She got her travel suit one game, and she called and was like, Courtney, I don't have my travel suit. And I'm like, well, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do, but okay, I guess.
All right. We're going to have to cut this short. We've got a break coming up, but one final question. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
The Ravens. I love Ray Lewis.
All right. Very good. That's Courtney Jones, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this timeout for Delegant Sports on the Blue Raider Network.
And all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
The orthopedic team at Middle Tennessee Medical Center is committed to the highest level of health care in the region. That's why we recruit highly ranked members to our already extensive network of specialists. From computer-assisted knee surgery to total joint replacement, our team of nationally ranked orthopedic specialists deliver a full range of services dedicated to the prevention, diagnosis, and rehabilitation of joint, skeletal, and muscular injury and disease.
Visit mtmc.org/orthopedics to learn more.
Exmark Moores are the number one choice of landscape professionals because the pros, like all well-informed consumers, look for quality and value. So when Exmark offers special financing with nothing down, no payments until April, then no interest for 48 months, our customers are on that like, well, green on grass. So see Try Green Equipment, your Exmark dealer in Murfreesboro on Middle Tennessee Boulevard ASAP. Because